Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaranari Jayo Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayam Vishnupada Paramhams Privrajakacharya Shruta Shrishimata Vaicharanarind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupada Paramhams Privrajakacharya Shruta Shrishimata Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakurashila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhaktarinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Brajbhumi Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navdeep Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shrimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Samvet Gaur Bhaktivrind Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 20, Text 14. Etad vidvan puramrityo abhavaya ghatetasa apramattaidam gyatva martyam apyartha siddhidam Etad vidvan puramrityo Abhavaya ghateta sah apramatta idam gyatva martam apyartha siddhidam etad vidvan puramrityo abhavaya ghateta sah apramatta idam gyatva martam apyartha siddhidam Etat, this, Vidwan, knowing, पुरा बिफोर मृत्योः डेथ अभवाय टू ट्रांसेंड मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस घटेत शुड एक्ट सह ही अप्रमत्तः विदाउट लेजीनेस और फुलिशनेस इदम दिस ज्ञात्वा नोइंग मर्त्यम सब्जेक्ट टू डेथ अपि इवन दो अर्थ ऑफ द गोल ऑफ लाइफ सिद्धिदम गिविंग द परफेक्शन Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A wise person, knowing that although the material body is subject to death, it can still award the perfection of one's life, should not foolishly neglect to take the advantage of this opportunity before death arrives. We'll read the 15th verse translation also. Without attachment, a bird gives up the tree in which his nest was constructed. When that tree is cut down by cruel men who are like death personified. And thus the bird achieves happiness in another place. Purport. Here the example is given of detachment from the bodily concept of life. The living entity resides within the body just as a bird dwells within a tree. When thoughtless men cut down the tree, the bird, without lamenting the loss of its previous nest, does not hesitate to establish its residence in another place. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrinda, Vaneshwari, Vrishabhano, Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gauravaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, welcome everyone to our morning Bhagavatam class. So, seeking blessings from all the devotees, so that we can speak something for our purification and for the pleasure of everyone. So, this is the 20th chapter we are discussing. Chapter is entitled Perfection. Pure devotional service surpasses knowledge and detachment. So, in this series of verses, it is described how devotional service surpasses knowledge and detachment. And in this verse specifically, Krishna is telling that a wise person, knowing that although the material body is subject to death, it can still award the perfection of one's life. So throughout the Bhagavatam and scriptures, we keep on hearing how the human form is very important and it is a very, very rare opportunity. And Ishopanishad also describes Om Purnamada Purnamidam. This world is perfect, Supreme Lord is perfect, and whatever is coming from the Lord, all the emanations are perfect. So somebody may question, okay, this world is full of so many problems, so many miseries are there. So how this world is perfect? So this world is perfect in the sense that the purpose for which this world is made is perfectly fulfilled. And the purpose of this world is to purify us, to correct us, and to rectify our enjoying mentality. And similarly, the purpose of this body is also very nicely fulfilled, because the body is not meant for sense gratification. The body is meant for realizing the Supreme Lord. You know, as Brahmaji also says, how he has prepared this body. You know, he has prepared a body which will give miseries externally, internally, from on a material platform, on a subtle platform. So Brahmaji is saying that after I have created this body, I am feeling very, very sad, because this body gives miseries from all sides. Externally, internally, the person suffers from hunger, thirst, and all the three types of kapha, vata, pitta, they are disturbed. Then externally, sheet, ushna, vata, varsha, the problems, miseries of the material world, the climate is not favorable, and this is not sufficient. Kama agnina sakala yonishu dahyamana, and living entity is being burned by the fire of sense gratification. The desires are burning so hard that the living entity is suffering because of that. So this body is also not meant for sense gratification. You know, as Prahlad Maharaj also is telling to his classmates, that sukham aindriyakam daitya dehinam deha yoginam sarvatra labhyate daivad yatha dukham ayatnataha. So one should not aspire and one should not endeavor for sense gratification in this world, because it is automatically available. It will come just like the miseries come. Therefore, tat prayaso na kartavyo. One should not endeavor for sense gratification, because it will come according to the karma a person does. Therefore, the scriptures, they also describe that this world is called pavarga. You know, pa pha ba bha ma. You know, a living entity in this world, he does lots of parishram, and because after doing parishram, he acquires lots of wealth and all the things by which he'll enjoy. But then the next thing comes, which is bhaya. Fear of losing it. And then, because he is fearful trying to acquire, then he gets bound. He gets into entanglement. That is a bandhan, ba. You know. So one time Srila Prabhupada was in the morning walk and with his disciples. So he showed under a tree there were bird droppings. So Prabhupada asked, so these bird droppings, What do they tell? You know, so everybody was confused. They were thinking, what, Prabhupada must be reading some formations in bird droppings, and he may be, you know, having some realization. So nobody could say anything. So then Prabhupada said that the fact that we can see bird droppings, it means that the bird has spent more than a day at the same place. So that means a bird is also attached to his nest. So living entity is also attached and gets entangled in this material world, that is bha. And then pa pha bha bha, you know. And actually a pha is feign, because so much parishram, the foam comes out and then is entangled, and then bhaya comes, and then ultimately a living entity has to leave this body and die. So this is called pa varga. But the scriptures, Bhagavatam describes, the purpose of the scriptures is dharmasya hi apavargasya. So the purpose of all the scriptures is to come out of this material existence, to go to liberation, apavarga. So one time Srila Prabhupada was asked, so amongst whole Bhagavatam and scriptures, amongst whole Bhagavatam, which is the one verse you would tell that is the essence of all the Bhagavatam? So then Prabhupada quoted this verse, dharmasya hi apavargasya. Nartha arthayopakalpate, nartasya dharma ekantasya kamo labhaya hi smritaha. So dharma should not be done for sense gratification. It should be done for developing knowledge and love of Supreme Lord. Nehayat karma dharmaya naviragaya kalpate, न तीर्थ पद सेवाय जीवन नपी मृतोपि स. इफ योर धर्म नेहत कर्म, इफ योर कर्म डज नॉट लीड टू धर्म, एंड इफ योर धर्म डज नॉट लीड टू रिनंसिएशन, एंड इफ द रिनंसिएशन डज नॉट लीड टू डेवलपिंग लव ऑफ गॉड, देन जीवन नपी मृतोपि स, देन देर इज नो यूज ऑफ लिविंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड. So that is the purpose of life, to develop relationship with the Supreme Lord. Apavarga, to go to Apavarga. Otherwise, as Ishopanishad also says, you know, that if somebody is not developing this realization of Supreme Lord, then what is the use of living for hundreds of years? You know, Bhagavatam also says, Ayur Harati Vaipum Sam. With every rising and setting of the sun, the life of a materialist is decreasing. But if somebody is developing knowledge of Supreme Lord, then he is coming one day closer to the Supreme Lord. He is not coming closer to death. You know. So second canto also describes in great detail where Suda Goswami is, all the Shaunagadi Rishi is there telling to Suda Goswami that please continue glorifying the Supreme Lord, because this human form is very rare. You know. And in this life we can attain the highest perfection of life in this human form. And then there's a series of verses describing how if somebody is not using the purpose, this human life properly, then it is like an animal. You know, there is the verse says, Tarva kimna jivanti, bhastra kimna shvashanti uta, na khadanti na mehanti kim grame pashavo pare. So they are saying, what is the use of long life like trees? You know, they are living for thousands of years. Bhastra kimna shvashanti uta. What is the use of breathing? Because the bellows of blacksmith, they also breathe, you know. And even animals, they also eat, they also procreate. What is the difference? You know, if somebody is not developing knowledge of the Supreme Lord, then it is just a waste of time, you know. And they say, those people who are not developing knowledge of Supreme Lord, they are like shwa vid vara oshtra kharai, you know. Heavy words Bhagavatam is using. They are like dogs, camels, asses, you know. So, because they do not know the purpose of life. And then, they say, Bile batoru krama vikramanye nashanvati karna pute narasya. If somebody is not hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord, then their ear holes are like the ear holes where, the holes where snake lives, you know. Jihua asati dardurikeva suta nachopa gayat tyurugaya gatha. And if somebody is not glorifying Krishna Katha, if somebody is not speaking about Krishna, then his tongue is like the tongue of a toad, you know, which just attracts death, you know. So that's how when we hear Krishna Katha, it purifies us of all the inauspicious things in our life. So third canto also, it is described, Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmana Katham, Katham Ritam, Karnaputeshu Sambhritam, Punantite Vishaya Vidushita Shayam, Vrajanti Tacharana Saroruhantikam. So, it is described, Pibantiye, those devotees who hear Krishna Katha, they drink the nectar of Krishna Katha by their ears. Karnaputeshu Sambhritam. The result of drinking Krishna Katha is what? Punantite Vishaya Vidushita Shayam. All they purify the polluted aim of life, you know. And then, Vrajanti Tacharana Sarovaru Hantikam. And at the end, they attain the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. So just some time back, our Kirtanita Prabhu is telling that this verse is the Falashruti of whole Bhagavatam, you know. So this verse describes how one can attain the purpose of reading scriptures by purifying oneself and attaining the lotus feet of the Lord, you know. So one time Srila Prabhupada was giving a talk at one conference in Portland, and as he was giving a lecture, a lady in the audience, she was with a child and the child was crying. So Prabhupada told that lady, please you can go out and take the child out. So this lady asked Prabhupada, so Swamiji, is this child disturbing you? So Prabhupada said, no. It is disturbing. Child is not disturbing me. He is disturbing you and everyone else. You know, that's why you please take him out. You know. So Bhagavatam, Kaviraj Goswami also describes the glories of hearing Krishna Katha. Krishnera Madhuravani Amritera Tarangini Tara Pravesha Nahiye Shravane Kanakadi Chidrasam Janihase Shravana Tara Janma Haila Karane. So Kaviraj Goswami is very heavy, saying Krishnera Madhuravani, the sound vibration of Krishna, Amritera Tarangini, brings about all the joy in the heart. Tara Pravesh Nahiya Shravane. If somebody does not allow this Krishna Katha to enter the ears, then Kana Kadi Chidrasam, then the ears of that person is like a broken conch shell, you know. And Tara Janma Haila Akarane. Why did he take birth? You know. All his life is waste, you know. Then in the Antalila also Kaviraj Goswami says, E Shabdam Ritachari Yara Haye Bhagya Bhari Sai Karna Iha Kare Pan Iha Yai Ina Hi Shune Se Kana Janmile Kine Kana Kadi Chidra Samakan. So he says, whoever does not hear these four sounds, he is considered to be unfortunate. You know. So what are these four sounds? Only a fortunate can hear these four nectarian sounds. Krishna's words, tinkling of his ankle bells and bangles, his voice and the vibration of his flute. You know. So those who can hear this, these vibrations, they are considered to be fortunate. But after hearing, somebody may say, I have not heard any of them. You know. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes, in another purport after this verse, Prabhupada writes, Hare Krishna Mahamantra represents the flute sound of Krishna. You know. So if we hear Krishna Katha and Hare Krishna Mahamantra properly, it is as good as, you know, hearing the sound of Krishna directly. But if somebody is not taking advantage of this human form of life, he is to be considered as Atmaha. You know. Asurya Nama Te Loka Andhena Tamsavrita Tamste Pratyabhigachanti Yeke Chatmahano Jana. So those who do not take advantage of this human form of life, they are considered to be Atmaha. They are killer of the souls. So Asurya Nam, so the verse starts with Asurya Nam Teloka, those people who are demoniac. So Asura means Asuramante iti Asura. You know. So Asu means breath. One who takes pleasure in breath. That means they are attached to living. So those people who are just attached to living and enjoying sense gratification and not taking advantage of this human form to attain love of God, they are considered to be atheistic. You know. So verse after verse, Bhagavatam keeps on describing the glories of Supreme Lord. You know. So Bhagavatam 11th canto also describes very famous verse, Nideham Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam. So this human form is a very perfectly made boat in which we can cross this ocean of material existence. And Guru, spiritual master, is compared to a Karnadhar. You know. So one of the acharyas says that Karnadhar means one who catches the ear and corrects it. You know. So when a person tries to enjoy in this world, when he is taking shelter of the spiritual master, he corrects the enjoying mentality and corrects and brings him back to the lotus feet of the Lord. So one time, one of the Prabhupada disciples, he wanted Maha Slippers of Prabhupada, you know. So he made a plan. So how to get Maha Slippers of Prabhupada? So he brought a new pair of slippers, and then he was thinking when Prabhupada would go, and he would, generally he would come down from the first floor where he was staying, and then he would open his slippers, and then he would go and give class. Again he would come back, put his slippers and go back. So he was thinking that after Prabhupada enters the room, I'll change the slippers and I'll put the new slippers. So that day, Prabhupada didn't bring his old slippers, you know. And then he was thinking what to do, but he still kept that new slipper, and then Prabhupada wore that slipper and he went directly into the room. And then he was thinking what to do now. So this, after some time, one of the sannyasis was serving Prabhupada, he came outside and he told, your name is Bhaskar? Yes, I am Bhaskar. So Prabhupada has a message for you. He said, Prabhupada has said that you can keep the old sleepers, but another important thing he had said is, you should never play tricks on your spiritual master, you know. If you want, you should have asked me, I would have given my sleepers, you know. So, spiritual master corrects the enjoying mentality. And first canto, 10th canto also describes one who does not take the value of this human form, they are just like the animals as the very beginning verses of Bhagavatam describes, Nivritta Tarshair Upagiyamanat Bhavaushadha Shrotra Manobhiramat Kauttama Shloka Gunanuvada Pumana Virajyeta Vinapashugnat. So, if unless Ambadi is a killer of the soul, nobody can avoid hearing the glorification of the Supreme Lord. Because that is the only one thing which can give perfection of the human form of the life. Even Brahmaji is telling to all the devatas, he is saying, Yabhyartitam apichano nigatim prapanna jnanam cha tattva vishayam sahadharmam yatra naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya sammohitaya vitataya tava mayayate. So he is saying to all the demigods that even we aspire for the human form of life. Ye abhyartitam. This human form, nrigatim, is aspired by us also. Abhyarthitam nrigatim prapanna. Because in this human form of life, one can get three things. Jnanam, one can get knowledge about Supreme Lord. Tattva vishayam, one can understand Supreme Lord in truth. Sa dharmam yatra. And also one can practice all the religious principles. But if somebody is not following, if somebody is not using this human form, naradhanam bhagavato vitaranti amushya. If somebody is not using this human form of life for perfection of the human form in the form of developing loving relationship with the Supreme Lord, he is to be considered to be sammohita. He is bewildered by tavamayayate. He is bewildered by the Supreme Lord's illusory potency. You know, fifth canto also, all the devatas, they are praying. Kim duskarair na kratubhistapo vratair dana dibhirva dujayana falguna nayatra narayana pad pankaja smriti ati pramushtatisha indra utsavat. So, his demigods, they are praying. Oh, they are feeling sorry. We did lots of austerities, tapo, vrata, dan, adi, all these we have done. And we have attained the heavenly planet. But what is the use? You know, because in this demigod form, nayatra narayana pad pankaja smriti, we cannot remember the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Why? Pramushtatisha indriya utsavat. There is festival of senses which is going on. You know, indriyon ka utsav chal raha hai. So it is very difficult to remember Krishna even in heavenly planets. So therefore, they are also aspiring for taking birth as a human on the planet Earth. You know, Kaviraj Goswami also says, you know, very famous verse: "Paiya manushya janma jena shune gaurugun hena janma tara vyartha haila paiya amrit dhuni piye vishagartha pani janmi ase kene nahi maila." So he's saying, if somebody is not hearing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, it is like paiya manushya janma, if somebody is taken birth as a human, yena shune gaurugun, if somebody is not hearing gaur katha, hena janma tara vyarthaila, his life is waste. It is like somebody gets a river of nectar, paiya amrit dhuni, and what is doing? Piya vishagartha pani. He is drinking the poison. Janmiya se kene nahi maila. Why did you take birth? You should have died long back, you know. So that is how human form of life is very, very important. So in the purport also Prabhupada writes, example is given of detachment from the bodily concept of life. So a devotee, he transcends the death. That means he becomes fearless. He is not fearful of death. You know, as we hear the example, famous example, the difference between death when it comes to a devotee and when it comes to a non-devotee, you know. It is like a catching kitten and a rat. So for a kitten, when a cat catches hold of the kitten, it is like a very smooth, loving, affectionate embrace. But for a rat, it is like a death personified. So for a devotee, when death comes, he knows Krishna is coming closer, I am coming closer to Krishna, so he is not fearful, you know. So in one lecture, Chaitanya Charitamrita was telling that why do people become fearful at the time of death? Because of the three things. We hear at the time of death, you know, the pain we experience is like the biting of 40,000 scorpions. So it is very painful. So what is that fear? What is that pain? So he was explaining, it is three things. First is sorrow about the past, you know. So all these things, Atma, Jaya, Suta, Agar, Pashu, Dravin, Bandushu, all these things will be lost. So he's fearful. I'll lose all my relatives, all my family members, all my wealth. That's why he's fearful. Then he's suffering from lots of pain because of the diseased condition, you know. So many diseases keep on coming, all the kapha, vata, pitta, they are disturbed at time of death. So he's fearful, painful condition. And then he's fearful about the future. He doesn't know what is going to happen after death. So he's fearful. But for a devotee, all these three types of fears are not there. He is not sorrowful about the past because he knows whatever is happened in my life, it is because of my karma. And Krishna has mercifully intervened in my life and he has reduced the suffering. So why should I fear? Why should I become sorrowful? You know, as Brahmaji also prayers, very, very famous prayer, you know, that Tesham, what is that verse? Tatte nukampa, you know, all these sufferings, I should have suffered much more. But Krishna very mercifully, he has reduced my suffering. So he is not sorrowful. And then, he is not suffering the pain. He is suffering, he is, as it is very famous saying, suffering, miseries are compulsory, suffering is optional. Problems, disease will come in the life of a devotee also. But he will not be suffering because of that. So Srila Prabhupada and all the other great devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, they have shown by their example how even at the time of death one can be peaceful. Srila Prabhupada, he was translating till the last breath of his life, you know. He taught us how to live in this world and how to leave this world, you know. So once in Bombay, a man came to Prabhupada and offered obeisances. He was giving a talk. And then after the class, he met Prabhupada. And then said Prabhupada, Swamiji, will you save me? Can you please enlighten me? So Prabhupada said, I cannot enlighten you. I can teach you how you can enlighten yourself. You know. But you have to do the hard work. There is no escape from the hard work. It is not that Srila Prabhupada never said, you just come to me and I will give you one mantra and you don't have to do anything. So Prabhupada was very clear about it. He had shown by his own example how a devotee, although he is in midst of all the diseased conditions, he is never suffering because of that. Problems will be there, you know. And then of course, he is not fearful about the future because he knows, after death I am going to meet Krishna. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that, for a non-devotee, meeting death is like an arranged marriage, you know, where the girl does not know where she is going. She does not know who will be her, you know, in-laws and how will be the husband. She is very fearful. But for a devotee, it is like a love marriage, you know. Because the girl knows where I am going, who will be my husband, who will be my in-laws. So she is not fearful. She is not having any apprehension. So for a devotee, it is like a loving embrace. So for death, as Dhruva Maharaj also... the pastime describes when the Vaikuntha Viman came, Yamaraj personified, he came, death personified came, and then Dhruva Maharaj stepped on the death personified and climbed on the Vaikuntha plane, you know. So this is our devotee is never fearful about the future, you know. And we are singing every day, Haratvam Samsaram Drutataram Asaram Surupate, you know. So when we serve Supreme Lord, he will remove all the sufferings, he will remove the burning material existence so that we can attain the Supreme Lord, you know. And when we are hearing Krishna Katha, if we are hearing Bhagavatam and chanting the name, so there should be no fear, you know. Because Yamraj tells Yamdutas in the Ajamil pastime, whom to bring to his abode? Jihuvana Vakti Bhagavad Gun Nam Dheyam Chetaschana Smarti Tacharanaravindam Krishnaya No Namati Yashire Kadapi Tanana Yadhvam Asato Akrit Vishnu Krityan. So he's saying, bring three types of people to me. Jihvana Vakti, those who do not take the names of Krishna regularly. Bhagavad Gunnam, Chetaschana Smartita Charanar Vindam, those who are not remembering Krishna always bring them Krishnaya no namati yashire kadapi. Those who do not offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord, bring those people. Don't bring anyone else. Because those devotees who are chanting the names of the Lord, they are protected by the gada of the Supreme Lord. Te deva siddha parigit pavitra gatha. Ye sadhavo samadrisho bhagavat prapanna. Tanopasidat harer gadaya bhigupta. Tesham vayam nacha vaya prabhavam dande. So those devotees who are rendering service to the Supreme Lord, they are glorified even by Deva, Siddha and Parigita. They are glorified by these great sages. Sadhavo samadrisho, they are equipoised bhagavat prapanna. They are surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Tanopasidat harer, please do not go near them. Because Gadaya Bhigupta, they are protected by the Gada of the Supreme Lord. And even we are not able to touch them. Tesham nacha vayam, nacha vayah prabhavam. Even Brahmaji is not able to do any harm to them, you know. So there should be no fear for a devotee if he is practicing bhakti very nicely. And in Bhagavatam and in Bhagavad Gita also it is described repeatedly, even if somebody fails in the performance of bhakti, cannot achieve perfection, what is the loss, you know? Navaya jano jatu kathanchana vrajen mukunda sevi annevad anga samsritim smaran mukundangri upuguhanam puna. If somebody is practicing bhakti, he cannot, even if he wants to go away, he will never forget Krishna. Krishna will not allow him to forget, you know. So that is a hope for us. But if after coming to bhakti, if somebody is not taking advantage of the human form and gets absorbed in subtle sense gratification in the form of, you know, pride, in the form of pratishtha of this world, then it is very dangerous, you know. In the pastime of Govardhan Leela, after Indra gets thoroughly defeated and he realizes his mistake, he goes and surrenders to Krishna. So Krishna says, Mam Aishwarya Srimadandho Danda Panim Na Pashyati Tam Bhramshyami Sampadbhya Yasya Chechhami Anugraham. So he says, Krishna is saying, Mam Aishwarya Srimadandha, whoever becomes blind because of the opulence and all the wealth which he has, he cannot see me standing nearby in the form of death. So what do I do for those devotees? Tam Bhramshyami Sampadbhyo, I destroy all their wealth, you know. Yasya Chechhami Anugraham, if I want to show them special mercy, I destroy their wealth and pride, you know. So that is how a devotee, if he is practicing bhakti, even if he sometimes gets deviated and he wants wealth, prestige, position, Krishna is very actively working, you know. So in one of the purport, Kaviraj Goswami writes, actually in the purport Prabhupada writes that Supreme Lord is working very gravely to help his devotees, you know. So he is working more hard than we are working to go back to the spiritual world. So Vishnu Chakravarti also describes in Madhurya Kadambini, there are six stages of anishthita bhajan: utsamai, ghanatarla, vishay sangar, viuda vikalpa, niyamaksham. All these things are there. Last thing, these are the progressive stages of anishthita bhajan. Initially, a devotee becomes very enthusiastic sometimes he becomes very loose, sometimes he is attached to sense gratification, he has problems deciding what to do, should I renounce this world or should I continue in my grihastha ashram. After all these anarthas are gone, last thing which remains is last is taranga rangini, you know. So taranga is the waves which are rising in the ocean. So these waves come when a devotee is very, very established. Everybody knows this Prabhuji is very steady, very stable. Everybody is offering respects. Then last thing which comes is pride, you know. One can become proud, you know. So one time Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a letter to Rameshwar Prabhu, who was a leading book distributor. And the book distribution was going very nice and there was huge success. So Prabhupada writes him back, "Congratulations on selling so many books. This is very nice. I am very pleased." Then in the final sentence he wrote, "The highest realization is to save yourself." You know, so you should not think reading the distributing all these books, and these are all external success which we may need to continue in bhakti, because mental satisfaction also is required. But this is not the goal. The goal is to develop self-realization and realization of the Supreme Lord. You know, in Bhakti Alok also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in the section of prayas. So he writes about five types of prayas. Over-endeavor, unnecessary endeavor. First is karma prayas, prayas for sense gratification. Then jnana prayas, prayas for accumulating more and more knowledge. Then yoga prayas, prayas for accumulating mystic siddhis. Then vairagya prayas, prayas for renunciation also. Artificially one may renounce. But last he says, which is very, very difficult to give up, is pratishtha prayas. You know, even after practicing bhakti, if somebody, after practicing bhakti for many years, he becomes very, very established devotee. He comes to a level of practicing steady devotion, but then the pride may come. So pratishtha prayas is very, very difficult to give up, you know. In Madhurya Kadambini also, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes about, amongst the four types of anarthas, the bhaktyuttha anartha is also one type of anartha. Anarthas which come because of practicing bhakti. So what are these anarthas? Wealth, worship, fame, puja, labha, pratishtha. All these things are the anarthas which come because of practicing bhakti. So if somebody is not careful, one may get caught up in these anarthas. You know, people in this world, they want to glorify even themselves. You know, generally devotees does not want to glorify themselves. But if somebody else is glorifying, then we may not say, but internally we feel, he has understood me. You know, but for a non-devotee, they want to glorify themselves, and even if they glorify others, their motive is, they will also glorify me. So one of the Subhashit says, "Ushtrasya vivaheshu gardhavasya gayanam parasparam prashansanti aho rupam aho dhvani." You know, so one time a donkey went to a marriage of a camel. You know, so donkey, he went to the marriage and he is glorifying the beauty of the camel. "Aho rupam, how beautiful you are looking." And then he is singing all the songs in the glorification of the camel. So he is saying, "Aho rupam." So the camel is saying, "Aho dhvani, how beautiful you are singing." You know, so this is the glorification of the outside world. You know, parasparam prashanshanti. It is as it is said, "You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back." You know, so in the commentary of this book, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj also writes in Madhurya Kadambini, what is the position of pride in Krishna consciousness? Can we be proud of any of the things? So he says, how can we honor Krishna, Prabhupada and the great Vaishnava Acharyas if we do not have pride in them? How can we honor Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrit if we do not have intense pride in what they represent and give us? However, this same pride can lead to our fall down and keep us in the material world. You know, so it means that we should have genuine pride in and appreciation in our wonderful scriptures, in our acharyas, guru parampara, wonderful pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should be proud of these things, you know. And our acharyas, they have shown tremendous humility in whatever they have done. Although they may have done amazing, unimaginable feats, but still in their personal example, lifestyle, behavior, they were very, very humble, you know. And Kaviraj Goswami, after writing a postgraduate literature, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is expressing his humility. He is saying, "Ami likhi eha mithya kari anuman, amara sharir kasht putali saman." So he is saying, if somebody thinks, I am not thinking that I have written these books. I do not have this mithya abhiman. Amara sharir, my body is like a kasht putli. It is like a wooden doll, you know. "Vriddha jara tur ami andha badhir, hasta hale mano buddhi nahi mor asthir." I am an old person, my hands are trembling, I am not able to see, my mind is not stable. But still, he's saying, Nana rog grast chalite vasite na pari, pancha rog pida vyakul ratri dine mari. I may die any time. I am suffering from 5 types of diseases. You know. But he's saying, still, why I am writing this, you know? Then he lists a series of names of all the devotees who have ordered him to write. You know, Sri Govinda, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Bhaktara, Sri Shrotravinda. Sri Govinda, who is a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya, all the devotees, and Sri Shrotravinda, those who are hearing these, they have given me blessings. Shri Swarupa, Shri Rupa, Shri Sanatana, Shri Raghunath Das, Shri Guru, Shri Jeeva Charan, all the Goswamis have given me blessings to write this. You know. And then he says, Iha Sabara Charan Kripaya Likhai Amare. Because all of these have shown mercy, that's why I'm writing. Then he's saying, Ar ek hai teho ati kripa kare. There is one more Supreme Personality who has given me blessings. Who is that? Shrimadan Gopal More Likhaya Gya Kari Kohitena Yuai Tabu Rahitena Pari. So Shrimadan Gopal, he has given me blessings, he has given me order to write this. You know. So one should not think I am writing out of pride. Dambha kari bali shrota nakari harosh. Please do not become angry on me thinking that I am writing because I am thinking I will describe the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know. So then throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is giving all the glories, all the credits to all the devotees. Chota bada bhaktagan, bando shabha shri charan, sabhe mora kara hasantosh. Shri rupa gosainyat, rupa raghunatha janiyat, tai likhi nahi mora dosh. So all these devotees, chota bada, whether if somebody is small, somebody is big, everybody has given a blessing, that's why I am writing. So all these things, they are described, and there are so many series of verses, time is getting up. So where Kaviraj Goswami and all the acharyas, they are showing their humility. You know. Sanatana Goswami also goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, they are expressing their fallen condition, Nich Jati, Nich Sevi, Kari Nich Kaj, Tumara Agrete Prabhu Kahite Vasilaj. You know, we are servants of all the Malich and Yavana, we are so fallen, please give your mercy. So this is the mood of all the acharyas, you know. So we should be humble and we should have pride and respect for Krishna's agents, whatever they have given us. We should keep intense pride in themselves, in them, but not in ourselves. We should become humble. So with this, I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.